The official visit to Kyrgyzstan will be Li Keqiang's first as Chinese premier. Assistant Minister Li Huilai says topics of discussion between Li Keqiang and his Kyrgyzstan counterpart, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, will be wide-ranging.
两国总理将共同签署并发表中级政府间联合公报。
The two sides will release a joint communique and sign a set of deals to address cooperation in such areas as trade, manufacturing capacity, agriculture, and the protection of intellectual property rights. We believe the visit will inject new momentum into the development of the bilateral ties.
A highlight of his trip to Kyrgyzstan is the 15th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Prime Minister's meeting in Bishkek. Liu Huilai says the leaders of the bloc will set the direction for the bloc's development over the coming 5 years.
Premier Li Keqiang will come up with new initiatives aimed at strengthening cooperation within the organization. A joint communique is to be published following the meeting, reviewing the progress the organization had made during the past year and setting direction for its work in the next stage. Participants will also approve a resolution and a list of measures to enhance cooperation in various areas within the SCO framework between next year and 2021.
This year marks the 15th anniversary of the regional organization. Li Huilai says the list to be endorsed will include 38 measures, and discussion during the meeting will focus on cooperation in the areas of industrial capacity, trade, innovation, and cultural exchange. The second stop of his visit is Latvia, where the Chinese premier will attend the 5th summit of China and Central and Eastern European countries. Assistant Minister Liu Haixin says interconnectivity and cooperation of mutual benefit will dominate the meeting in the city of Riga.
Leaders will sum up the outcomes in the implementation of the Suzhou guidelines for cooperation between China and Central and Eastern European countries and designate cooperation areas that will gain priority. They will also discuss ways to enhance cooperation in such areas as interconnectivity, finance, green economy, and people-to-people exchanges.
It's also Li Keqiang's first official visit to Latvia since diplomatic ties were established with China 25 years ago. Liu Haixin says a slew of agreements with strategic significance will be signed to boost the partnership between the two sides. Li Keqiang will also attend the 21st China-Russia Prime Minister's regular meeting in St. Petersburg in his Russia tour, at the invitation of Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Assistant Minister Li Huilai says China hopes to see new progress in bilateral cooperation on some big projects with strategic significance.
The two premiers will endorse a joint communique following their meeting and set goals for the next phase of bilateral cooperation and designate a batch of strategic projects.
Li Huilai says the discussion will also cover such areas as investment, energy, education, and aerospace. During his time in Russia, Li Keqiang is also expected to hold a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.